USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After an earthquake there yesterday, Puerto Rico's been shaken today by two strong earthquakes, a 6.4 quake and a 5.8 magnitude quake. They've left at least one person dead, and power's been knocked out across most of that island. Now, this Puerto Rico resident posted a YouTube video saying that he's no expert when it comes to earthquakes, but
the only thing we can be certain is the North American plate and the Caribbean plate right now are banging up against each other, and Puerto Rico's stuck in the middle.
Iranian state TV reporting at least 35 people killed in a stampede during a funeral procession for the Iranian military commanding general killed by a U.S. airstrike in Iraq a few days ago. They've had to halt the burial services as a result. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Despite rumors and reported requests that he do so, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is not looking to return to Congress, reportedly telling Senate GOP leaders he won't run for a Senate seat in Kansas, the state he represented in the House before he was tapped to run the CIA and later the State Department. Republican leaders have hoped that he'd run for the seat of retiring Senator Pat Roberts. A 9-year-old New York girl was among 5 people killed in that chain reaction crash on the Pennsylvania Turnpike Sunday morning. The NTSB investigation's underway. Yesterday, board member Jennifer Homendy discussed what she saw at the scene.
We looked at the motor coach, we looked at the FedEx truck and one of the UPS trucks and two of the trailers, and I thought it was devastating.
Pier 1 Imports will be closing nearly half of its stores soon, and it's reportedly nearing a bankruptcy filing. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Democratic Georgia Congressman John Lewis is getting some support from another high-profile cancer patient after announcing his diagnosis of pancreatic cancer late last month. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer last March. Trebek telling an interviewer his message for Congressman Lewis is, quote, "Let's see if we can both complete this year as cancer survivors." San Francisco State University researchers say they believe many of us are addicted to the constant pings, chimes, and other alerts from our devices and are unable to ignore emails, texts, and images because of that. Here's John Clemens with more.
If that got your attention, you might be one of the people Dr. Eric Pepper has reported on in a new study published in Neuroregulation. Pepper believes overuse of smartphones is like any other type of substance abuse, even opioids. In the survey, it was found those who used their phones the most reported higher levels of feeling isolated, lonely, depressed, and even anxious. It's believed that loneliness is partly a consequence of replacing face-to-face interactions with a form of communication where signals like body language cannot be interpreted. I'm John Clemens.
And remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.